Oh my God, your poor dad.
Like a love
song. All right, go.
Okay, that one's... Jesus Christ. Sorry, I can't stop singing that song. It's so good. Okay, welcome back to Your Poor Dad. You can't choose your sisters, but you can choose your podcast. So thank you for joining us and being the fourth brand sister. I almost short-circuited right there.
You almost messed up. Oh, your legs are peeling too.
I know.
That's probably a sunburn.
It's a sunburn, and I'm having leg trauma because of a laser incident.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I should call out my laser place just quite yet.
No, maybe not, because the other... I wonder if this is why they say not to go in the sun.
Well, okay, so yes, they do. And then I said, hey, I was in the sun 2 weeks ago. Is it fine? They said, it's fine. And then my whole leg was burnt off. It felt like my skin was on fire when she's like, I want you to try to stay cool for the next few hours. And I was like, oh, yeah, because when I go outside.
It's only 105 degrees outside.
I know. I'm like, well, I have to like walk to my car. But anyways, so enough about me. Welcome back to Your Poor Dad, guys. If you haven't noticed, there's somebody missing. And you probably didn't notice if you were listening to this on podcast.
Yes, they would because she always starts it.
Well, true. But like, we don't really let her talk much. True. Is the feedback I get from our mom.
Left girl.
People call her left girl because
she's the girl that sits on the left.
And now you're left girl. So I'm going to talk over you the whole time.
You can try. Our little sister Bailey is not feeling well. She's a little under the weather. So she's just in the other room she's probably awake, but just, you know, relaxing.
She's listening to this.
Hi, Bailey.
She's the first listener of this episode of the podcast. By the time this comes out, we are going to be, actually, we won't be in Europe yet.
Nope.
But the European vacation is, I feel it. It's ripe within my soul. And it's just like, I'm not an anxious person, but for some reason, this trip is like giving me the most anxiety out of anything ever.
Oh my God. I am the most anxious person, and I cannot be, I don't think I could be more anxious, even if I tried.
Okay. That's scary for you because I feel like your anxiety levels can go high.
Yeah.
I think it's, for me, the most anxiety inducing part. First of all, I have no idea where we're going. I have no idea.
I know we're
what to
flying
expect.
Into Frankfurt.
Yeah.
But then we're taking another flight to Salzburg.
Yeah. It's just like a little like connecting flight.
And I know we're going to Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
And I know we're ending in Paris. That is all I know about this trip.
Well.
And we're going to some castles.
Yeah. I don't. And other than that, like, I really don't know what to expect. I feel more confident about the Paris leg of the trip because I just think Paris is like. A more, like, for me, Paris seems like a more manageable town. Like, I just know nothing about Austria. I know nothing about Germany. I mean, like,
I know nothing
Munich.
About where we're going.
Yeah.
So I don't even know.
Yeah. And it's weird because I just was in Spain and I had no idea where we were going and what we were doing. But like, for some reason, I just felt like more safe in Mr. Robert's hands. It's not that I feel safe. I don't feel safe with our mom and dad. I'm just like, we're going to be gone for a really long time. Yeah. And I am, as we know, my own boss now. And it's just like really fucking terrifying. I'm going to be having to work a lot. And I just need to like live in the present because there's no use in worrying about what's going to happen when we get there.
Yeah. I was talking to my boss today and just reminding that I'm starting next Thursday, I'm going to Europe. And he said, do you feel confident that you are prepared to leave and people can take over your tasks? And I said,
no.
No, but I guess we'll find out.
And what do you mean? Like, what do you mean? No.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I've just never had a job where it was like easily like able to just like put my tasks on somebody else.
Exactly. A lot of the time, this... one girl that I work with, she's such a quick learner, but she's still relatively new-ish. So yeah. She's amazing, but she doesn't know how to do all of the things that I do. So I'm like, we'll figure it out.
Well, exactly. And it's like, you can't give another person your brain. I don't understand how people are like, if, you know, while I'm out, I can't do that. Like while I'm out, call Jade. Cause that's the only person who works here.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
I guess we will. But anyways, so on the way here, I was listening to this podcast and somebody was talking about being like a chubby kid. And it got me thinking, like, I don't think I was necessarily like a chubby kid, but I was like an extreme late bloomer.
Okay.
And I just feel like that has stuck with me. Like, I've never felt like I was like a hot girl until I was like maybe 30.
Okay. Do you want to elaborate?
Right. Well, I wanted to talk to you about this because you are a girly. Like, I was a late bloomer in everything. Like, I got my period late. I got my first kiss late. I got my first boyfriend late. Like, literally my first, like, real boyfriend I married.
Yeah.
Like, true. I didn't really have, like, a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like that, like, sticks with you. You know how they say, like, when you're, like, a chubby kid, you like,
develop your personality. You develop
your personality. Like, I've always had to be the funny friend because, like, I was such a late bloomer.
Well, I don't necessarily think I was a late bloomer.
No.
But, you know, there's the ugly duckling syndrome. That's what I had. So I was always...
But you always had a boyfriend.
Yeah, but I always had friends that were prettier than me. Like, they were able... You know what I mean? Like, they developed their face better, you know, quicker.
Aesthetically mature. Yeah,
and so I had a boyfriend, but I always had the... The funny boyfriend, or, you know, not like the, not the jock. Like,
but you
not
had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, the currency in girl world in middle school was having boys' attention. I think it was having your period, having boobs.
See, and I never really, like, had, this is the most boobs I've ever had in my life. Yeah, but that life.
Was probably, like, the boobs you had when you were
I've had these school. Boobs since I was 14.
I know. And so, like, think about how big those boobs were at 14. I just feel like jugs. You were like a hotter girly. It's interesting to learn because that you don't think that you were a hot girl.
Well, because do you remember in eighth grade before I started dyeing my hair, getting highlights, I wanted to donate it to Locks of Love.
And then you did the so chop.
I chopped it so short and I had gotten braces. So I really wasn't doing myself any favors. So I wasn't chubby, but I was not cute. And I but really, do
you think you developed a personality from that?
Yes.
I feel like you've always been this way.
And thank also, you. Always also, been amazing. Thanks.
No, but in also elementary school, you were like the girly who was like, you're kind of one of the hot girls in the elementary school. Like, I was not a hot girl. I was a nerd.
What do you mean I was a hot girl in elementary school?
I feel
school?
Like you were, like, friends with the hot girls. It was, like, you and, like, Carly Doctorman.
Yeah.
And, like, you guys hung out with, like, the hot boys in class. Like, I did not. I was terrified to talk to the hot boys.
Well, but it's also because, like, we, I don't know. It's my class. Like, I had the same people in my class from, like, kindergarten to fifth grade.
You probably knew those kids from even before kindergarten.
Yeah.
So, well, that's also a leg up, too, because you went into elementary school with this, like, added confidence.
Okay, so here's the thing. I was a hot girl in elementary school, but then I moved to Texas, and I was a weird-looking girl that didn't have any friends in middle school.
I think so.
In intermediate school.
Which is, like, so weird. Why do you need, like, a middle school and an intermediate school? Like, can't you just, like, do one big school?
I don't know.
It makes no sense. But I was just thinking about that. Like, I've never truly, like, I always felt like I was not a hot girl. I felt like I was, like, a little on the outskirts of hotness, you know? And then, like, once I turned, like, maybe in my sorority, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I fooled everyone. Like, I am pretending to be a hot girl, even though, like, in my sorority, it was, like, literally, like, 40 pounds heavier. Maybe just, not 40. I honestly probably weighed as much as I do now.
No, more.
Paige.
Jade.
I was, the weight I'm at right now is probably not too far. Like, I'm probably 5 pounds away from what I weighed in college.
I would say at least 10.
I think it was just a stark difference.
You had zero muscle then.
So I was just... I was bigger because it was all fat. Nice.
Yeah.
And
I wasn't allowed to say anything unless you asked.
And then
you
second
asked, I said, thank you.
You were like, yes, we've all been talking about how fat you are. Thank you. Which, like, is that bad?
And trigger warning. Like, sorry, we're rehashing your own trauma. So sorry.
What's wrong with saying that, like, somebody's gained a little weight? And it, like, I wasn't doing it in a healthy way. It wasn't like I was like trying to work out. It wasn't like I was like, oh wow, like my, I haven't changed my diet or exercise. I was eating probably 2 to 3 times more than I was when I was in high school. And on top of that, I was drinking so much beer. I was probably drinking.
And like, you were drinking buckets of ranch.
Like chugging ranch.
Yeah.
Like I had like a camelback of ranch at all times.
You had one of ranch, the other of like Keystone.
Oh, Keystone. Yeah. I was like, I would like take a shot, take a little swig of ranch.
Disgusting.
I was also chugging like the half gallons of McCormick's. I was disgusting.
Okay, yeah. And just going back to like what's wrong with it is everyone has a different relationship with food.
Yeah.
And so for
I'm like, what's wrong with calling your sister fat?
Well, for us, for our family, it's, we have a different relationship than other people do. Like it would be different if you said, oh, Paige, you've gained a couple pounds, because you also will say, oh, you look skinny.
Yeah.
I don't know. We've just, our family's always kind of been like that.
Yeah.
And then there's, you know, people who don't have that type of relationship, and just saying, oh, you've gained a little weight, like could send someone in a spiral. So it's just good to be sensitive. If you should never comment on anybody's weight unless
your dad,
whether you like it or not, we're probably always going to comment, but that's because we're family.
Yeah. And I think nowadays we don't really comment on the bad side. I think it's more like the good side.
Yeah.
Like we're not like, oh, wow, you've gained a little weight, because like we're older and like we're all gaining weight.
Well, and if you think about it, you also have
yo-yo diets.
Well, it's like you have this weird perception of yourself too. There's been several times in the past, probably 3 months, you've said, oh my gosh, look at, I'm gaining weight. You're
heavy right now.
You have this really poor image of yourself. And I'm like, look fine. Like, what are you talking about?
It's accurate. Let me tell you, I am literally 10 pounds heavier than I was at this time last year. It's a hard pill to swallow.
Okay. For anyone. I'm just saying.
So maybe I should go on Ozempic.
But I think.
Shut up. Or Mounjaro. Or a semi-glutide.
Okay. Anyways.
Why is it so bad to like want to go on Ozempic anyways?
Well, because you don't. Oh my God. I'm wearing too much white. You don't need Ozempic.
Ozempic is to help quiet the food noise. And I have a lot of food noise.
I don't think you do.
What?
I think I have a lot of food noise.
Paige, literally all I do is think about food.
All I do is eat food.
Same, clearly.
No. You're okay. All about those babs.
Well, I do like babs, but like if I'm not hyperfixating on a babs, I'm hyperfixating on when am I going to walk across the street and go grab hot Cheetos from the market.
Okay.
So anyways. I don't know. I don't want to trigger you guys, but.
But too late.
I'm sorry. This is my truth. Yeah. Do you want me to lie?
No. We're just talking.
Do the sisters want me to lie?
No, they don't. They told me they don't want you to lie.
Thank you. Anyways.
Well, so something I wanted to talk about. I don't want to really go into it, but I had a very unhinged experience this past weekend. And the more I think about it, the more wild I think the situation is, mm-hmm. because I've never in my life. So you guys remember Randy? well, Randy and I stopped talking to each other, and then, you know, I was like, hey, what's up? We started talking again, but we hadn't hung out. So he texts me on Saturday, Bailey's not home. He says, can I come over? I'm like, great. It's nighttime. Okay. So it's late. He comes over, he brings flowers. I'm like, this is really nice.
Right.
He's not here for an hour. It's probably like 30-ish minutes. Okay. Not a long time. And we're not agreeing on something, which is fine. People do that. Well, no, I was going to say no one's voices were raised, but someone's voices were raised, but it wasn't mine. Anyways, it just like the way that he left, he just screamed at the top of his lungs. Well, he slams his hands on the table and he says, fuck you. And then he just walks out the door. I still have not heard from him since.
Good. You should never talk to him again.
I know, but the reason I keep thinking about it because it's so unhinged is I've never had an experience like that where someone, even Tyson, all of the shit that happened with Tyson, he would at least say, I'm sorry, I overreacted. You know what I mean? There would at least be some kind of acknowledgement. I've never had an experience like that where somebody's lost their cool. I've lost my cool before. And I have to apologize, right? I've never been in a situation where someone has lost their cool and just dipped out, never heard from again.
Well,
that's wild.
Okay, you know what that reminds me of when you were just saying that?
What?
The singer. Remember when I went over to his house and he was so crazy? And then I was like, all right. He was like yelling at me. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go. And then he never apologized. I never heard from him again.
How can people do that?
I don't know. Like, I would be too embarrassed and I would, like, need to apologize.
Exactly. Even if that's the last thing you ever say to them.
Well, and the weirdest part about him was that we actually had plans, like, 3 days later, set in stone, like, tickets to something. And I just, like, was like, I don't want to go to this thing. But, like, is he going to tell me? Like, we just never talked.
That is so... Okay, so
then... I feel like it's fine.
So I had never... had an experience. Yeah.
I'm surprised because you've had like way worse dating stories than me. I forgot about that guy.
Yeah, but I guess all of the people that I've dated really just
are more toxic and manipulative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They keep coming back for more.
Yeah. Well, I really think that you need to like let this be the kind of... I was actually shocked when you were telling Mr. Roberts about Randy. And I was like, OK, it does not sound like you guys are compatible. Why do you, of all people, keep hanging out with him? Because you were like, if this was me...
I thought we were until we weren't.
Yeah. But then it was like you weren't and then you weren't and then you weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like for... That's like more of a me move than a you move.
Yeah, well, you know.
You learn your lesson.
You learn.
You try to have a little fun and like take a little dip in the toxic side and you're like.
You live and you learn.
I know. Well, best of luck to you, Randy.
Yeah. Good luck, Randy. R.I.P. Good luck, me. I'm going to take a little break until after Europe.
Well, that's probably smart because we leave for Europe like next week. Yeah. So it'd be like weird if you like.
Went on a date.
Went on like a dating spree.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do it this week. Drake is in town. You could be with, you could be champagne mommy.
No.
I don't really see you and Drake working out.
I don't think we would get along.
If you had to pick like your perfect celebrity that you think you would get along with and like that is also your type, who do you think it would be?
Wow. That's
because that could really help people set you up.
That's such a good question. I'm not sure if I have the answer. I would say...
I feel like Matt Damon. Because I think he's, like, serious enough. Because I think you need, like, someone serious. But I think he's also, like, a jokester.
He's...
And he's, like, a family
man. Our dad's age.
I'm just saying someone like him. I'm sorry, like, who... Are you confining it? Like, Matt Damon was young once, too.
Oh, okay. So if we're just talking anybody and everybody...
Yes. Not, like, at this moment. I'm just trying to say...
Well, I'm sure
maybe a Travis Kelce.
Yes.
Like the dad one, not the hot one. I mean, they're both hot. They're both good looking.
Not Travis Kelce.
Which one's the dad?
Jason?
Is that Jason Kelce?
Is that his name?
You would not do well with Travis Kelce. I don't think you could do like the ego and like, right. I don't think you could be with somebody who is the star. Because I think that would just, like, make you so anxious.
Well, so what's interesting about that is I was also thinking about the Hemsworth brothers. I don't think I could do a Liam Hemsworth. I think I would do better with, like, a Chris Hemsworth, right. Even though he is more of the star of the family, but he just has less of an ego.
It's interesting you think, I guess, technically, yes, Chris Hemsworth is the star because, like, he's Thor. But, like, Liam, to me, is, like, the celeb.
Why?
Because he was fucking married to Miley Cyrus.
So that's the only thing that makes him a celebrity.
Well, I think there's a difference between like an actor and a celebrity. A celebrity is somebody who's like in the news and like Jennifer Aniston is an actor. She like doesn't actively try to be in the news and like she doesn't need the news to be to survive. However, Courtney Cox TikToks, wants to be in the news. She has like a brand to sell. She's like, she's more of like a celebrity. I guess that's like a bad comparison.
Yeah.
But like, okay, Gwyneth Paltrow. Okay. Celebrity.
Right.
She dates a or she was dating a celebrity. She married him. She has a brand. She kind of has to stay relevant.
Yeah.
Those are bad examples, but you know what I mean.
Okay, yeah. I got you.
I would have said Sophie Turner is an actor. Joe Jonas is a celebrity.
Yes. That's, I can't believe that they're getting divorced.
I know. I am not a Joe Bro girly. I've never like really been in the Joe Bro
I was a
like
Joe
hemisphere.
Girl.
Well, I out of all of them, aesthetically, Joe yeah. for me. But like Jonas Brothers, I'm like a little, maybe like 3 to 4 years too old for Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, I feel like the only reason I got away with liking the Jonas Brothers was because of Bailey.
Yeah.
It was a little above me.
Yeah.
And so it was really above you.
Yeah. So I really liked the Jonas Brothers when they came out with that documentary of like them getting yeah. back together. And I didn't realize how big they were until that documentary, because to me they were kind of like, I guess I also didn't really realize how big Miley was at the time. She was Hannah Montana either. So like all these stars coming out, like, and you seeing the magnitude of their fame is like wild. So I just like, I appreciate like seeing that. And that made me like, oh, I like the Jonas Brothers. I really like Kevin's show with mm-hmm. Danielle. I think like, you know, I'm the Kevin of the family. So like, I just really relate to him. But that's my relationship with the Jonas Brothers. And I really liked once all the boys started like getting married and like having families, I think they were like really good role models. I liked how him and Sophie kind of navigated fame. They gave you just enough to make you like them. And then they were kind of private. Like, we didn't even know they had their second kid until she just posted it.
We still don't even know its name.
Right. It's like, it's not even in the court documents. It's DJ in the, so I'm assuming it stands for like D Jonas. So we don't know what that D stands for.
Daisy.
But anyways, yeah, what are your thoughts?
I think that it's interesting that we haven't heard anything from her side yet.
Yes.
And that's really kind of what I have to say. I think that right now everything's just so one-sided and just like a little too conveniently leaning towards Joe. I don't know what's going on. I think that the statement they put out was a little BS. It's like there's way too many like rumors and stories going around for you not to give us anything.
So we're recording this on Wednesday night. Yes. So at this point, we've been hearing some little speculation
that she's a party girl, like,
well, cheating. There was like a little bit of rumbling like, oh, they've both been seen without their rings and there's like these divorce rumors. And then they were in Austin
wearing their rings.
She was at the show. Then literally like a day later, it was like confirmed that they had split. And then there was all this narrative of she's a party girl. Joe has the kids. She hasn't worked in a while. And now today on Wednesday, we got the token in feed little celeb announcement. We are announcing our divorce.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that maybe even by the time this comes out, maybe we'll have more answers.
I think we will.
I think that it's interesting and smart
that she hasn't said
anything. That she hasn't said anything yet.
Well, yeah, because I think this is a very old school tactic. Whoever's like on Joe's team right now, I want to give Joe the benefit of the doubt that this isn't coming from him. It's very weird that they're like, yeah, Joe has the kids and Sophie goes out and parties all the time. When people are pulling interview clips of her being like, I don't like being out. Like, mm-hmm. Joe is the social butterfly. I like being in. And if they're going through a rough time right now, it's probably not too wild to think that maybe she's gone out with her friends. If you're like having a tough time going through a divorce, you have all the help in the world. I don't think she's just like leaving the kids.
Well, and isn't she filming something?
So there's also allegedly she's filming something in the UK, which I don't know how that works because they're still doing the SAG strike.
Oh, I didn't think about
that. So I don't know if she's like actually filming it or like what's going on. But basically, why is it so bad that the kids are with their dad who's touring with their two uncles and probably more of their family is yeah. there. And they probably have nannies. So they're probably well taken care of while their mom is working.
Yeah.
I just don't think that that's so weird.
Yeah, I don't think that it's any reason for the narrative to be, wow, what a great dad. I think that for what
they're is going on in their... as her being the bad mom.
Yeah, that's which I think is bullshit because it's like for what is going on in their lives right now, it just makes sense for the kids to be around majority of the family, the other cousins. And
but like, more... But moreover, it's like if roles were reversed and the kids were with her while he was touring or working or whatever, nobody would say shit about that.
No one would say anything because
it wouldn't even be a point.
The only reason people are talking about it is because the kids normally go with the mom.
Right.
And the kids are normally with the mom majority of the time. So that's the only reason this is even a conversation.
But it's like an annoying thing that like, oh my God, Joe has to take care of his kids. Like that's... How dare you? If anyone is even confused about like the patriarchy, I feel like this is like the most like layman's terms. Like here is an example of how the media favors men over women.
Yeah.
And especially with the way they talked about her working. Sophie hasn't done much since Game of Thrones. I'm sorry. Game of Thrones is like one of the biggest series. How long was it on? For 10 years?
A long time.
It was on. I think it started in like 2010. It ended in 2019, and she was on it the entire run of the show, which, like, that's so rare for Game of Thrones because everyone was getting, like...
killed?
Having sex with their brothers and, like, getting killed off.
Yeah.
And she also was in, like... So I went to her IMDb. She was in, like, 5 projects since Game of Thrones, and Game of Thrones ended in 2019. We had a national pandemic, or a worldwide pandemic in 2020. And, by the way, she had 2 kids in between that, too.
Yeah.
And she was also in his music videos.
Yeah.
So you're fucking welcome. I don't know. It seems like it's coming from his camp.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very weird that it's like you hear these little rumblings and it's like, no, no, no. We are united. Please give us our privacy. Right after that, there was also more like little things. Like
the ring footage or whatever.
Right. The ring footage. And it's like, why are they doing this? If I was Sophie, I'd be pissed.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
We don't need to know any of this shit.
I want to.
I mean, obviously I want to know it, but like we don't need to know it, but now they're making it our business.
I need to know it.
Yeah. But anyways, another in other couple news, I guess better couple news, Timothée and Kylie.
Yeah, I have nothing to say about it.
I am dying at all the little like Timothée Chalamet fan groups that are like, if you guys need to take time and get off social media. Like they are like mourning the loss of Timothy to like the Kardashians.
I just don't care.
Well, it's always weird to me when like celebrities like cross into each other's world. Like to me, Timothy is in like this like serious actor, like almost like, a real like thespian mm-hmm. kind of world. And then Kylie is obviously like in very like hype beast, like, you know, she's like going to Drake concerts and like she's dating rappers. She's like very, very in the moment trendy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just people are not liking that they're crossing over.
I wonder, I could be very wrong here, but isn't his movie Dune 2? Did that already come out or is that coming out at the end of this year?
I have no idea.
Because I kind of want to look because... Oh,
you think it's going to be publicity?
Yeah, like I wonder because I think I might be talking out of my ass, but I feel like Dune 2 comes out in like November. And this was like kind of a perfect timing for...
I know. Everyone was at that Beyonce concert. It looked so fun. I love when celebrities all go to concerts together.
Oh, okay. So I was very wrong. Dune Part 2... comes out March 15th, 2024.
So this is actually could be real love.
Or
the way he was like had his arms around her and made him look just like a man. Like I did not expect that out of him. Like he's giving like to me Billy Elliot vibes.
Yeah.
And this is exactly why Timothée Chalamet's fans don't want him getting into the Kardashian territory, because people like me are talking about Timothée Chalamet, and I'm like, he reminds me of Billy Elliot, but he's like a sexy Billy Elliot. The way he was like, had his arms around her.
And well,
he
and
was
you like, know who Billy Elliot is?
Yes.
Who?
Who is Billy Elliot? I know this is somebody I should know.
Tom Holland.
Right, and it all comes back to Taylor Swift.
Well, and I think that at first people were confused by the Tom Holland and Zendaya.
Oh wait, Tom Holland is with Zendaya.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddlesworth. That's who I was thinking of. Hiddleston.
Well, but Zendaya is also friends with Taylor Swift and she was in the Bad Blood music video.
Right. It all comes back to Taylor.
It does.
I mean, obviously. I thought
that, yeah. Anyways, but I was going to say, I think that at first people were a little confused about Zendaya and Tom. Like, is this going to work or not? They've been together for so many years now and it's really working.
And they were at the concert.
And so it's like, maybe it will work. Do you watch Sex Lives of College Girls?
No.
Oh my gosh, first of all.
Well, I know Tim. I've watched like the first season and I know Timothy's sister is in.
Well, and so the funny thing, Smacky was texting me today and she's like, we can only see that girl as her character. And we're like, it's crazy that she has hung out with Kylie.
I know.
You know?
I know. It's just, it's so weird to like think of people hanging out with the Kardashians, but I feel like it's like not that hard. Like, I feel like I could hang out with the Kardashians.
Okay.
I could.
Okay.
You think you can't?
I think I could hang out with them like in a room. I would be like a fine, comfortable person. I don't think that there's a chance in hell that I'm going to actually hang out with the Kardashians. That's I think that you think that you can actually
I
make
will.
That happen.
I know I will.
2024.
There is not. There is a world where I'm hanging out with Kim Kardashian in 2024. I promise you.
Okay.
Well, that's the difference between you and me. Like, this is why you like to, like, your thinking is, like, in a little box.
No, it's just, like, I would have a lovely time, but that's not what I'm, like, striving for.
I'm not striving for it. I just know it, there's a world where it could happen.
Okay, yeah.
Anyways, buzzkill. But, yeah, speaking of the Kardashians, did you see Kourtney and the baby?
Yes.
That was really scary.
So did she have the baby?
No, she had fetal surgery.
So that means that they did the surgery while it's still inside.
Yeah. And so Okay. Something happened. She was rushed into the hospital, which this kind of like makes me worried, like low key, because I'm going to be 35 in like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 40. This is her fourth pregnancy.
And she loves being pregnant.
She loves being pregnant. And she's like, my first three pregnancies were so easy. It was so scary. And I'm like, part of me is like, oh my God, is this like her age that's playing a part in this? Like, I don't know. Like, literally, God forbid. I'm so happy that she is fine. But I don't know. Those kind of things just like scare me because I'm like literally always counting on my fingers. Like, how many years do I have left? Because like now I'm in. Officially, I will be in
geriatric
pregnancy territory.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I'm going to be 35.
Yeah.
That is like, it just feels so old.
Old balls.
It sounds old, but it doesn't feel old. Like when I talk to younger people and I'm like, oh, you're 25. Like that's, I'm 28.
I was
like,
25 last year.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, wait, no, I'm not. I'm 35. Like I was literally 10 years old. Like I was Grinding to Hot in Here by Nelly, what, the year you were born. That's wild to think about. Hot in, so hot in here. But it's also cute because like, so my birthday is the 25th, Mr. Robert's birthday is September 11th, which is kind of an awkward birthday, but
it's just his birthday.
I know, he had a good 11 years of like having a normal birthday. And now anytime he tells somebody he's like September 11th, people are like, oh, like everyone tries to like have like a normal reaction to it, which is just.
I saw a TikTok. I think it was a comedian or it was a movie. I don't know. But it was a little clip of someone saying a joke about them wanting to have a September 11th themed birthday party. And I was like,
oh, what? That is like in really poor taste.
I know, that's why they were making the joke. But it's just because of the shock value, right? It's like if someone says that, you're like, oh, my gosh.
They're like,
and they're like, but think of the cakes you could make. And it's just it was wild. Think but then it's like people are really born on September 11th. And that's a day you'll never forget.
I know.
But you want to know something? I bet people also thought about Pearl Harbor, like the day you'll never forget.
And now it's like kind of, it's like whatever.
What day is it?
It's December 6th. No, December 7th.
I was going to say, I thought it was the 7th.
I think it's December 7th.
But yeah, it's like our generation, it's like September 11th is what we will never forget. And I wonder if like the generation below us, if theirs is like the pandemic, like 2020. You know what I mean?
But that's not like really a date.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I think that they would be like, oh, I was born in 2020. Oh.
Oh,
the year. Like, when I hear that people had their babies in 2020, I'm like, oh, how was it?
Yeah.
But I'm like at the age where it's like a lot of my friends had babies around that time.
True.
Speaking of, one of my friends just had a baby. Shout out to Rhiannon Presley. She named her daughter Charlie Jade.
Oh,
I know.
Did you cry? That would make me cry.
It made me like tear up when she said that. She's like, would you be okay if we made her middle name Jade? We love the name Jade. And I was like, also, you love Jade. So most importantly, yeah, I know. So it's really cute. And or it's really cute that she named that. She is really cute, the baby. And she also has two girls, Juju and Cam. And so they're officially Your Poor Dad 2.0.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to give Zach like any tips on being a girl dad. I feel like I've already said this.
You have.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go again.
But now she's here.
But now she's here. Now she's with us.
Yeah.
She's here Earthside.
Yeah.
Did I tell you how much I hate when people say on your person?
Yeah. But I think I said that. Or something.
Was that you who said it? Yeah. And I was like, why do people say that? It's just like the weirdest.
But sometimes, like, what else are you supposed to say?
It's on me. It's in my pocket. It's on my purse.
Is it on your person?
On your person. It just sounds like a freaking, like, FBI agent. It's on her person.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems official.
It just seems like it's a very unnecessary way to say, like, my. Because, like, what context are you using it? Like,
well,
your
I don't wallet, remember
your
because
ID, you're like,
do you have it on your person? I don't know.
Yeah, or you say something like, make sure it's on your person. Like, why can't you just tell somebody, like, make sure
you have it on you.
You have it on you in some way, shape, or form. Like, on your person, it just sounds like so detached from your body.
Well, here's the other thing. I don't want to keep thinking about it too much because then, you know, if you say something for, like, if you say garage too long, garage, all of a sudden garage
or
sounds
the,
like.
T-H-E, the. It's like, how is that like a word, the?
The.
Who made that up?
See, the.
Why do we even need the? When you really think about it.
What is the, Bailey?
Because we made, article. It's an article.
Obviously.
No, I knew that.
No, Bailey
they
knew
don't,
that.
They won't be able to hear Bailey.
They might be able to hear.
So.
Article.
But like, we've really like, we made the constructs of having to use the word the. Now we are in a prison of articles. Now we have to use the, ah, and all
no,
these things.
No, I mean, you actually just need it sometimes.
Bailey,
this would be a really good conversation to have a teacher involved.
Do you know of any?
I know of one on the other side of this wall.
On the other side of the wall.
Yeah. Door.
I know.
Well, do you have anything else to say or should I
no,
read some stories?
Are you confident in reading stories?
I'll be honest.
No.
I'm never... You know that trend on TikTok that's going on where it's like, what's a word that you mispronounced one time that you'll never be able to forget? Every single time that I see that, I have a flashback back to high school during the popcorn reading. And it was my turn and I mispronounced the word water.
Water.
I said waddle.
That's embarrassing.
And obviously waddle just... as a word is a funny word. So waddle, when it was supposed to be water.
Waddle.
Traumatizing. Because everyone laughed. My face turned red. And now, waddle.
Waddle. All right. Are you ready?
Are you ready for it?
Do you want me to?
Maybe you should read. So there's three stories here. I did not, I made sure that we didn't read any of them on the other episodes, but I didn't edit them like Bailey does sometimes. So,
okay. Let's see. Whoa, this is long. Okay, girls. Hey, girls. So here's the deal. I need boy advice. And while I'm close with my sister, the last thing I talk to her about is boys. So help me out. I'm single, recently moved to a brand new city all alone for work where I don't know anyone. Single, so downloaded Hinge. Cringe later, okay? I match with this guy on the app. We have a good condo. Jesus Christ.
Do I need a check?
No, I got it. I feel like I was on a good one.
You were.
Okay. I match with this guy on an app and we have a good combo. It kind of dies out like every single conversation I've ever had on there, shaking my head. 2 weeks later, I get another message from him checking in and seeing if I like the city any better now. I respond saying it's growing on me. We go back and forth a little bit and he asks if I'm free on Saturday. Ooh, Saturday day. Interesting. I'm extremely bland with my answers because I feel like boys always ask if we're free and never follow through. He sends me a time and a place. So I'm like, bet I'll be there.
Shaking my head. Like, I'm picturing, like, our cousins and, like, our aunts, like, shaking my head.
Okay. We meet at the bar on Saturday. Really hit it off. Don't think either of us wanted the night to end, but I called it about 10 since I wake up really early for work. When we part ways, I give him my number and tell him, you decide what you want to do with it. He immediately texts me. Oh, sorry, my eyes. Just reading is hard. The next afternoon, he messages me, hey, I know it's soon, but our days off this week align. If you're free, let's go to the Yankees game on Tuesday. Bet I'm there. It's so funny, like, talking like you guys talk. Bet. We got to the game. The date is so good. He kisses me in the fourth inning. And when the night ends, he drives me home the long way so I can see spots in Manhattan that I've never been to. We end up at a little bar in the city for a nightcap. He takes me home. Mini makeout sesh in the car. I go home alone. A+ date. Saturday, I get a text from him saying his schedule at work changed and he doesn't work tonight. He works in the morning instead. So if I'm free, let's hit the beach and grab a bite to eat when I'm off work. I end at 1 p.m. blah, blah, blah. Sorry, it's not you. I get anxiety yawns.
Okay.
Okay. We both work in similar jobs in the same field with wild schedules. I get mandatory overtime that day, but say I can still meet him for dinner. He picks me up. We go to dinner and a little walk on the beach. Another A+ day. Oh my God. Like, what's the issue?
They're like hitting off.
Tuesday comes and I haven't really heard from him, which is fine. We don't text a lot, mainly to just make plans. I text him. We go back and forth a little. It's short, whatever. On Friday, I decide to text him. He's initiated every date so far, so I thought, my turn. I text and say, hey, if you're free Sunday, let's have that little beach day. Radio silence. No response. It's now Sunday and I haven't heard a single word from him and never even got a text back to say he couldn't and or was busy or anything. Am I crazy for thinking this is wild? I'm being ghosted after everything's gone so well. And normally I'm delusional when it comes to men dating me, but this one, it just really isn't adding up. I even talked to my best guy friend and he normally tells me to leave those scrubs. Oh my God, my eye just twitched. But it's even a head scratcher for him. Any thoughts, words of advice? I refuse to text again because I'm not going to chase what doesn't want me, but damn, help a sister out.
First of all, I'll read also, the next one.
Don't read it like I just did.
Yeah. Okay. But I think that it just sucks because what my initial thought is you guys met on Hinge, so maybe he was on. Are you okay?
No, my eyes, like, really reading is hard.
I'm thinking that maybe he either got back together with an ex or was also going on dates with other people or something, because it seems, I also think it's wild that if you guys had, what, 3 really awesome A+ dates, he would just ghost you. And here's the thing. Let's go back to the top of the episode. Why are people just dipping out and never saying anything ever again? That's weird.
It's weird, but, like, I've done this.
After three really good dates?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I think like three dates is like my ghosting window. Anything more than three, I don't know. To me, after three dates, like, do you really want to hear that he just didn't like you? Well, maybe somebody like you wants to hear that, but I don't want to hear it. I'd rather just be like, oh my God, he likes me so much that he forgot about me. He lost my number. He likes me so much he didn't know what to do with it. He got scared. He ran away.
I don't know. I feel like...
No, but I agree with Paige. I think that there's probably somebody else involved. He probably had like a really good time. I've ghosted people for like... that I, you know, I really liked, but I just didn't find like the real connection there. And it's like when you know you have chemistry with somebody, you know.
Yeah,
but think about Meat Snack.
You thought that was chemistry?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. So I went on three dates with this guy, Meat Snack, and then I did something I never do, which is tell him, hey, like, it's been really fun, but I just don't see this going anywhere, because I was living with Paige at the time and she was like telling me I need to do that. And I was like, why do we have to tell him? Why can't we just like ghost him? And then of course he comes back and he like has responses to like every, and I didn't really even say much. I was like, hey, like, I'm not looking for the same things you're looking for. You want something serious? I don't. And he's like, no, actually I don't want anything serious. I will do whatever you want to do. And I was like, okay, well, this is why I don't tell people this. And then I just ghosted him from that text.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate, and I've had to say it before as well, I had a really great time. I just don't, and it sounds maybe lame, but it's like, I had a really great time but getting to know you, but I just don't see this moving forward in a romantic relationship.
After three dates, like, you really don't know somebody. But
they were having such a good time, and they were probably planning on hanging out again. They probably talked about it on their third date, like, oh, can't wait to see you again. And then ghost, that's why it's weird.
I'm not saying it's, like, right, but I'm really saying, like, after three times of knowing someone, you really still don't know them. And in my world, that's my threshold of ghosting. Anything more than three, I force myself. But yeah, he probably like really enjoyed his time with you. It just like wasn't a romantic match. But I'm sorry on behalf of like people who ghost, I'm sorry that he did that to you.
Yeah, that sucks. Okay, so for our next story, should we do one that's wanting advice on a situationship? Ooh, or yes. There's this one where they have a story about ex cheating best friend breakup all wrapped into one juicy package.
Oh my God. I think we just gave advice. We didn't really give advice. We just told them, let's do the advice.
Do the advice.
I'm feeling a little toxic today. Just sometimes when I give my best advice.
Okay, hold on. Where am I?
Why am I so yawny?
So this is story two. Okay, so we're a couple. Okay. Ahem. Hi, Bailey, Paige, and Jade. I'm so nervous writing this. I've been listening to your podcast for so long and have never written in, but have thought about it a lot. Your podcast is my absolute favorite. I listen to you while I'm working, and I always feel like I look suspicious when I'm giggling to myself while listening to you guys. Anyways, I don't want to keep rambling on. I have a problem and was hoping to hear your thoughts / advice on it. I think this is going to be long, so I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that I don't know how to read, so just bear with me. So I've been in this unconventional relationship with this guy, Dan, for about 3 years. We started hooking up when I was a sophomore in college and he was a senior. He didn't want anything serious, and I said that it was fine, even though I ended up getting serious feelings for him.
Uh-oh.
He graduated, and we continued to see each other, visiting each other, etc., for the next year or so. It was pretty much a relationship. All of our friends knew we were together. I met his family many times, and he told me he loved me. It was great. Oh, my God.
Okay. Jesus Christ. So Dan's a fucking psychopath.
He told you he loved you, and it's whatever. Anyways. Except he never wanted to be exclusive with me and would frequently hook up with girls he was friends with.
Oh my God, there's so many red flags.
The reddest flag. This made me so insecure because when he would hang out with big groups of friends, there would undeniably be girls there that he had slept with. I could never.
Literally.
It literally drove me crazy, and I would watch him like a hawk whenever he was around these friends to see if he acted like he wanted them or liked them or whatever. This went on for a while until it clicked with me that I can have boundaries and told him that I would appreciate if he did not sleep with people I know because it makes me crazy. Thankfully, he agreed.
What a tough ass. Wow, you're really just holding down the hammer to Dan.
Hey, can you not sleep with people that I know?
Yeah.
Jeez. So we're about a year in, and I also start loosely seeing another guy. We'll call him Ben.
Ben
goes abroad. While he's abroad, Dan visits my school. While he's visiting, he spends all day with his friends that have not graduated yet, and he will pretty much only spend time with me at night.
So Dan's a loser.
This makes me feel confused, and I convince myself that I'm being used for sex and a place to sleep. I freak out on him, and he kind of breaks up with me. He tells me that he can't give me what I want and that we both need space to figure our stuff out. I'm devastated, heartbroken, so hurt. He made me crazy and hung out on campus for another week, which made me even more insane.
So Dan's a big fat loser.
Such a fucking loser. I started dating Ben and didn't really talk to Dan for a year. Jeez, this girl, everything's in like years. This is wild. Then Ben and I break up and I start talking to Dan again.
Oh no, what did Ben do?
I have just graduated at this point. For some reason, I cannot resist him. Well, I know why. We have a lot of fun together and he makes me laugh and we have a lot of similar interests and he makes me feel special in the moment. So I easily get hooked. We start visiting each other again for a few months and then I ask if he's seeing anyone else. Just now ask if he's seeing anyone else after a few months? Girl, that's like the first thing you gotta ask.
She doesn't want to hear it.
Yeah. I don't mind if he is because at this point I know an exclusive relationship would not work for me either because I had just gotten out of a relationship and wanted some freedom. He tells me he's been seeing someone for around 9 months. I'm sorry. It's just like, Dan sucks. I'm just like, I'm really nervous that this is gonna end with like her being with Dan. And I'm just like,
I'm getting like PTSD like from Dan.
Okay. It shocks me that he'd been seeing someone for so long and had not thought to tell me about it until I asked. He said, also fucking true. Why does she have to ask him before he's like, yeah.
9 months? He should be like, hey, just let you know I've been seeing somebody.
He said it wasn't a very serious relationship.
So Dan is doing this to her too.
Yeah. He dated you for what, 3 years or something as a, without being exclusive? And didn't see it going anywhere past what it was now. That made me think about our relationship and wondered if he felt similarly about me considering we weren't serious, even though we'd been seeing each other for around 3 years. And whenever we're together, he expresses how much he loves and cares and misses me, etc. So now I have a job across the country that I'm leaving for soon. Dan and I had planned to meet up for a weekend before I go. He suggested taking a couple days off work to spend time together. The day before we meet, he calls me and says he had a bad week and is not feeling up for having me come spend the weekend with him. Damn. Overall, this whole relationship has made me feel super high when I'm with him and extremely, extremely low when I'm not. I know I should just move on, but it's hard. I'm so sorry for this, how long this is, and there are probably a ton of errors. Do you guys have any thoughts on this? Thanks so much for your podcast. I have
so many thoughts. He's literally Colorado. He's Colorado.
He is Colorado.
Remember that one time that you came out to California.
And we went to Venice.
We went to Venice. And like, I was supposed to go. This is not only the first time that this happened, but at this point, this was like the second or third time this had happened where I had a flight booked out there. And he canceled on me a week before I was.
Do you remember what you told me?
What?
Because we were eating at a restaurant when this happened. And I had said something along the lines of, that's really shitty or whatever. And your response was like, well, that's why I book on Southwest.
And that is an ad for Southwest.
And that is when I was making so many excuses.
So delusional about him. Like, yeah. I've never been so delusional in my life than when I was with him.
Because that's why I book on Southwest. You idiot.
you idiot. That's why I book on Southwest, because I know this guy is.
God, my little sister's such an idiot for even asking that. Like, duh. Southwest, I can change my flight.
Right. Well, because also,
it had happened 3 times.
This is the 3rd time it happened. And I was like, this is why I book on Southwest, because he always cancels on me. But like,
it's so funny to say that out loud.
I know. It's like, if I went through and like detailed my relationship with Colorado, it would make like Dan look like a saint.
Girl, Dan sucks.
Okay, so here's what you have to do. Because trust me when I tell you that I was in the same exact situation for almost 3 years too. And I was older though. So it hits a little different when you're like in your 30s and this is okay, happening to you.
But also, like we talked about again at the top of the podcast, you were a late bloomer.
I was a late bloomer and I just gotten out of divorce. So like my Dan. It was Dan, like
your second relationship.
I know. Like my Dan, like he really like got me right where I was like a dog on its back and like Dan was scratching my belly and I was like, oh, I'm safe. And then he just like stuck a knife in my belly.
Jesus.
I know. Sorry for the
vivid. So what does she need imagery. To do?
Here's what you need to do. You truly need to block Dan out of your life. You need to treat him like he is gone. You are done forever. Like this has to be the nail in the coffin for you. And I know it's going to be so hard. You're going to think about texting him. You're going to wonder which day he texts you. And you kind of have to treat it like an addiction. You need to listen to the song Clean by Taylor Swift. And you need to like take each day at a time. Like, don't be strong each day. Like, wake up. Like, I don't need to hear from him. I'm not going to text him. If he texts me, have a plan in place. The plan is to not respond.
Yep.
There is nothing you can say to get through to Dan because Dan is a fucking idiot. He's not only doing this with you, he's doing it with her. And you're gonna feel like it. Our situations are so similar that. There was another girl.
It just always. Leaves so many questions.
Well, right. And so like for me, like I was always like, well, if he could be with another girl, like he can be with me. So like I'd always just be like, okay, like he finally got a girlfriend. Like maybe he could be with me or like
that's not going to last. So
right. Yeah, like, oh, it's going to be me. And like, I know exactly how you're feeling and you have to move on from Dan. If you don't, this will just keep happening year after year after year. And it will be like, before you know, it's going to be like 10 years of dealing with Dan.
And Dan sucks.
And Dan fucking sucks. And the thing that really helped me is like putting all of that energy. Anytime I had a thought about Dan, I would redirect it into like positive energy. And I made a list. This is how I met Mr. Roberts. So I made this long list of everything I wanted in a guy. And I also made a list of how I wanted to feel in a relationship because Dan had a lot of the things I wanted in a person. Even Mark had a lot of things that I wanted in a person. But I needed those relationships made me feel a certain way. They made me feel anxious. They made me feel insecure.
Yeah, like they were checking boxes, but that wasn't enough.
Right.
You need to go deeper.
I needed to go deeper. So I wanted to feel like not anxious around somebody. I wanted to feel like I wasn't always thinking the worst about somebody because Dan and Mark is my ex-husband and Dan is Colorado. I'm just calling him Dan because he's like Dan. They both made me feel like, especially Mark, I always was like suspicious of like Mark's intentions with me because it always felt like Mark was trying to like teach me a lesson or
yeah they always like needed to have like a leg up on you or something.
Yeah, like Mark was always trying to teach me a lesson. He would take me camping and be like, look, see, you don't know how to camp. Like I
you don't know how to shit in a hole.
Yeah, he'd be like, you don't know how to camp and this is why I can never camp. Or like, see, this is like, will you clean the kitchen? Oh, see, you don't know how to clean the kitchen. It was always shit like that. And I'm like, so then I started to not trust Mark's intention. So I wrote on my new like list, I want to believe that my partner has the best intentions for me. So I'm saying all of this to say that like anytime I was like regressing and thinking about Dan, I would immediately think about this like faceless person that was just going to be like the best person for me and how happy I was going to be when I found that. Because it's either this situation, it's either Dan, which is like the bottom of the barrel, or better. It's never going to be as bad as Dan, trust me.
Yeah.
And it will be if you keep letting Dan in your life.
Yeah.
So you have to block him. And I've seen like this girl on TikTok keep telling girls like advice of like what to say when a guy comes back in your life. And
nothing.
As a toxic person, I'm going to tell you this. There's nothing you can say to these people who keep coming back in your life that is ever going to make them feel like, wow, she got me with that one.
Yeah.
Or, oh, wow, she really made me think with that one. The best thing you can do is ghost. And that's, I keep, do you see this girl?
What?
She's like an Austin influencer.
Oh, no.
But yeah, she keeps telling girls like, okay, say this, like that'll get them. And I think like the girlies like it because of course we want to have this like zinger to get Dan back. But like truthfully, there is nothing you can say because these men are raised.
Dan doesn't care.
Dan doesn't give a fuck about you or else he would be with
anybody.
You. Or any girl.
Because, so no matter what you could say something that you think is great, he doesn't care.
Yeah, it's mainly just for you and the girlies. So if you have to say something, say it and then fucking block him.
Yeah.
But like I strongly suggest not saying something.
You're going to feel better not saying anything.
Every time I see Colorado text me and I don't respond, it is like the biggest, I play like karma in my head. Karma is my boyfriend. And then I think of Mr. Roberts. So just think of like what an angel you could have versus like this devil that you're dealing with. We need to come up with a term for this person because like every girl, even the smartest girls, have somebody in their life that treats you like this. On paper, I'm sure when she's writing it out, she's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Because like even you just telling me the Southwest thing, I'm like, Colorado is that person that just like, it took me out of my body.
Like you try to make me feel stupid for like.
That's why I book Southwest.
That's why I book Southwest.
He likes me so much he doesn't even know how to deal with it. That's why he can't be with me.
Yeah.
But we need to come up with a name for this person because every girl has that person.
We'll think about it.
If you guys have any suggestions, I need to do a TikTok series on that because like truly, it's like the kryptonite. It's like your Achilles heel. They just like take it and they get you where you're weak.
Yeah. I think we should read the last one.
Okay. Wait, do you have somebody like that? Somebody that you just keep going back? I feel like you don't. Somebody that's just like ruined your life and it's like you keep going back to them and it's like it feels like they're your like your drug, your weakness, like, and you have to cut it off.
Well, that's what I felt with Tyson.
Yeah.
But
it was like a more strict cutoff.
Yeah. Like whether, yeah, we like, and technically at first, like he's the one that cut that off. And I felt like I was like fiending for more.
Like you wanted to get the reaction because you were like, and I need more.
And I knew that the crazier I was, at least I would get a reaction.
Yeah.
But
the good news is like,
you'll get over it.
That's the craziest part. Like I felt in that time, I was like, I will never get over this person. Yeah. And it's weird because like he didn't deserve it, but anyways, you will get over it and you just cannot fucking talk to him. You gotta block him out.
Yeah.
Whatever you need to do. If you need to like put his number as like I would also like put their notifications on do not disturb because like I feel like you get a dopamine hit from seeing their name and like anything you can do
and mute them on social too.
Oh yeah. I didn't even think, well, Colorado didn't have social. Thank God. Here's the lucky thing. Block them from all social, block their friends, do what you need to do. But you're so lucky that you don't live in the same state as him.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's my rant, but that just hit too close to home. I feel like I have so much advice to give.
Yeah. Okay. Last thing.
Gotta crack up a cold one over that.
Hola, sisters. I absolutely love the podcast, and thank you three are just gorgeous, inside and out, and so relatable.
Even me?
Jade, I love your protective big sister vibes, honesty, and you have the most contagious laugh. Paige, I vibe with you on so many levels. Fellow middle sister, you're so quick-witted, charismatic, and have a wealth of knowledge that gives you wisdom perspective beyond your years. Oh my God, thank you. Bailey, you have a sultry voice, inquisitive mind, and I'm always blown away at the random facts / vocabulary you throw out. Walking encyclopedia. Your poor dad and mom should be proud. Wow. Okay, first of all, thank you.
What a sweetie.
Okay, so I'm going to skip this next paragraph. But basically what she says is this is it took her a while to catch up on the episode. So she just wrapped in it's a late, crazy ex, cheating, best friend, breakup story all wrapped up in one juicy package.
Awesome.
Okay. I dated my boyfriend in high school off and on for 3 years. Oh, God. That scared me.
She's awake.
She's awake. He was a year ahead of me, and we would frequently break up and get back together because of his cheating ways. God damn it, Dan. Just kidding. We attended a pretty good-sized high school, and he quickly blew through a wide variety of girls, making it difficult for me to have a sustainable circle of friends that hadn't interacted with him in one way or another.
This sounds like something that would happen at Keller.
I was just thinking that. Post-therapy me wishes I could go back and slap some sense into that girl, but you girlies wouldn't have this story. It was the summer before my junior year and my boyfriend's senior year, which meant parties, drinking, and toxic cycle of breaking up, getting back together.
Junior and senior relationships are the most toxic.
And the most dramatic. Okay. A girlfriend I was close with at the time had invited me to go on a trip with her and her family to Colorado. At the same time, my boyfriend was going on a senior guys trip with his basketball team. A couple weeks before the trip, he cheated. We broke up, and my friend who had invited me on the trip to Colorado started acting weird. Oh my God.
No.
I chalked it up to, oh God, I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous. I chalked it up to another girl who she was friends with being jealous that we were hanging out so much. So when I learned my friend had invited her to go on the trip as well, I figured it would be a good experience for the other friend and I to bond too. Fast forward to Colorado. Things were going well, but my friend was still acting a little weird. So much so that even her older brother commented on it, asking if everything was okay between us. Again, I blamed it on the other friend who seemed to constantly be pulling our mutual friend aside for private chats.
Oh my God.
I'm so...
No, you know exactly... When she said that...
I know.
I just got chills. I hate that.
Our last night there, her parents went out and her older brother and his friend, who came along as well, bought some beer and we all started playing a drinking game. My ex-boyfriend began calling and texting and I stepped out a couple times to talk. And the eye rolls and attitude from my friend began and were extremely noticeable.
No.
I'll cut to the quick of it. The other girl got wasted and let us all know that the girl my boyfriend had hooked up with a couple weeks before when I broke up with him was the friend who invited me on the trip with her and her family.
Why? Why?
Also, what I can't imagine is finding out that my boyfriend cheated and not finding out who he cheated with. You know what I mean? Like, I would put like a knife, so knife to the throat and be like, you better tell me who it was. Like, I cannot imagine getting a partial, like, you're either gonna tell me the story or you're not. Like, if I'm finding out that you cheated, bitch, I better know who you did it with, what you did, and where you were.
The fact that she just didn't like badger him to, like, that's the thing with guys, you have to keep asking until they just cave and tell you. Like, did she not try hard enough?
I don't know. It's like, maybe, or maybe this was such a routine thing for them. And it's like, she knew that she probably wanted to get back together with him. And she's like,
I don't even want to know.
And maybe she didn't want to know. I would have to know. Oh my God. Okay. I was so embarrassed and upset and just wanted, and she just wanted to go home. So would I. I'd be like, Mom, come pick me up from Colorado.
You're not only trapped on vacation, you're trapped with the girl he cheated.
And you're just finding this information out.
And you know that hit you get when...
I'm about to throw up for her. And honestly, and what a dumb I don't know bitch. How the rest of this... I don't... She has a hitter. Right? Like, how do you not?
Well, and I'm also mad at, like, the other friend.
Yeah, fuck that bitch. Like, you're gonna let me go on this trip when everyone knows except for me?
Well, you couldn't wait until they got back?
No, that's not why I'm mad.
Oh, I would be pissed. I'd be like, you just ruined all of our vacations.
No, you should have told me beforehand.
Yeah, that too. But like, they're in high school.
Fuck that girl. Why? Why the fuck would she still bring her on the trip if she hooks up with her boyfriend? Why wouldn't she be like, something came up, my parents said I can't bring a friend?
Right, exactly.
Like, easy. That is some psychotic behavior. Like, this girl clearly is jealous of the listener, because like, she wanted so badly to hook up with her boyfriend and still have this weird little internal power move of like, and I invited her to Colorado with me.
Oh, and then my mind would be racing. Like, what are they talking about behind my back while I'm there?
Oh, okay, hold on. We got to finish this. And even worse, she was acting super bitchy and didn't even apologize for hurting me and lying about it. Fuck this girl. I need names. I don't know when this happened, but I need names.
You activated Paige.
I'm not confrontational and was so upset that I called it quits and went to watch TV in bed while everyone else drank the night away and passed out. Juicy, right? Yes. It doesn't stop there. Oh my God. After everyone passed out, my friend's older brother, who was a freshman in college, came in to see if I was okay and wanted, I'm so nervous, no. and wanted to make sure I knew that what his sister did was unacceptable and then that when I left, wait, and that when I left, he had called her out on her bullshit. He then proceeded to tell me he had a crush on me for a long time. Aww. My ex and his sister were both idiots, and he wondered if I would be up for a little revenge hookup. He was tall, gorgeous, and the crush was mutual. I just thought he was out of my league. Oh, and I was a loyal friend and wouldn't cross that line. But, baby, now we've got bad blood. So we made out / messed around a little. It happened a few more times when he came home over the summer, fall, winter breaks, my junior year, even though his sister and I weren't friends anymore because, well, why not? Towards the end of our junior year, it came out that we had hooked up a few times and she was pissed.
Good. And how could she be pissed?
Yeah. Fuck that girl.
Like, you could be like, wow, I can't believe my karma. Like, you literally pushed your brother into her bed.
Literally. The brother would have no reason to go in and, first of all, she would not be in the room watching TV by herself because she's so embarrassed and probably crying and just like, what the fuck is her life at this? Like, she's stuck in, there's nothing I hate more than feeling trapped. I hate feeling trapped. Like, I always have to have an exit plan. She is stuck in Colorado with someone else's family and that someone else hooked up with her boyfriend.
Oh my God. Like,
okay. She was pissed and I just shrugged my shoulders and walked away from the confrontation. Karma wasn't my boyfriend, but it was the opportunity to casually hook up with my lying friend's hot older brother. To this day, I never make a trip back to my hometown where I don't run into him accidentally in a grocery store, coffee, or restaurant. That was juicy.
I need an update. I'm glad you read that last one. I need an update on where what this girl's
doing in her life. How many times has she been married and divorced? How many kids does she
I'm sorry, is that a dig?
Man, not really. Possibly. How many kids she has, what her job is like, what she looks like, what is her life now?
What kind of MLM product she's selling?
She's definitely
And
I was going to say something. Never mind.
Okay.
Tell you later.
We need an update. We need an update on the brother too. Like, when you see him, is there any like sexual tension? Yeah, I feel like this girl's probably moved on like to the big city and like they're still like hometown heroes.
Yeah, it's like I agree. It's like okay. I think she's, and you know what? I feel like, I don't know why, I just have a feeling that the brother probably, when they run into each other, he remembers her fondly, but he's not like weird about it. You know what I mean?
It's like mutually like, hey, we're cool.
It's like, we had this thing and we both know why we had this thing, because your sister sucks.
Yeah.
And she probably still sucks and you're still like a good guy.
And I'm sorry, but like, this is going to be really toxic to say, but I know our listener is probably really hot because I feel like the hottest girls always had boyfriends that cheated on them in high school, like over and over and over again.
Yeah. Almost all of my boyfriends have cheated on me. That must mean I'm so hot, right?
You're so hot.
Hi, yay, yay. This was a good one.
This is a good one. I think this is a good place to leave it.
Yeah.
Because, baby, now we got bad blood.
And I just really appreciate the Taylor Swift
I know. Comments.
Karma wasn't her boyfriend, but it was the opportunity to hook up with the hot older brother.
All right. Well, you guys know what to do. Share this episode with everyone you know.
Everyone.
Everybody. Are you guys happy that I didn't talk a lot about Taylor Swift this episode? That's for you, for the little rat who texted Paige or DM Paige and said, Jay talks so much about Taylor Swift.
Well, you do.
Okay, well, I didn't this episode, so I hope you guys are all fucking happy.
We
see?
Are.
See, I listened. I can take
a little bit of... You're just mad about it.
No, I'm just like, I'm just...
You called her a rat.
She's a rat.
No, she's not.
She's a little rat.
You're a rat.
You're a rat. Look at you.
You're a rat that crawled out of my asshole.
All right, well, make sure to share this episode with somebody who is also a rat, mm-hmm. Or not a rat, and rate us 5 stars. Review us or give us 4. We'll take 4.
Shut up.
And make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok. You know we're doing this shit for free. So just send your friend a little text and say, hey, listen to your poor dad.
And then write in. Guys, we did not have any topics. And these 3 were fucking hits, right?
I know.
So just
any, I kind of enjoy the no topics.
Any story that you have, any advice, just write it at yourpoordad@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.